This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Whatley on KLZ 560.
Good afternoon and welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for being with us today. Be sure and check out our website, HaystackHelpRadio.com. There we did a combination with our referral list that we have, as well as all of our podcasts. So I hope you will check that out as well. Today's that special day. We call it Your Money Matters, brought to you by Affordable Interest Mortgage. Mr. Kurt Rogers in studio. All right, Affordable Interest Mortgage, your one-stop shop for all of your mortgage needs. 720-895-0500. And Kurt, before we get to our special guest today, let's talk about a little refinancing and why most people are refinancing besides the rates.
Well, the number one reason that makes them pick up the phone to call is because the rates are so low. It's almost free money. If you've ever had a mortgage and you're looking at rates in the two, you're like, okay, I got to get a piece of that. But what we're hearing from many people is they're refinancing now, first of all, because home values have never been higher. Mm-hmm. There's more equity in homeowners' house now than there ever has been in the history. So when you're able to borrow the money as low as you are, many people are taking that money out and they're doing different kind of things. They may be paying off debt. They may be doing home improvement. So we're seeing a lot of that, and that ties into what's happening with the asset manager. We've talked about that before. The asset manager allows you to have access to your equity, but without paying for it before you take it. So you may have an extra $60,000, $70,000, $80,000 worth of equity. You can get the loan for the lower loan amount, have the smaller payment, and once you decide on what work you want to have done to your house, then you can pay for it. So it makes it a whole lot easier.
Great.
So, but we're seeing a lot of people do that for home improvement. They don't want to get in the market and go out and try to buy a house because home values are going up so much, so they're just redoing their own.
And, man, I tell you, industries that are not suffering during COVID, anything to do with your house is huge. I was just in Dallas, got a buddy that owns Ace Hardware. I mean, record-setting months these last few months.
And that's why we have the guest on today.
Yep, absolutely. All right, we've got Don Hansen with us. It is Full House Construction and Design. So, Don, glad to have you in studio, sir.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
All right. Kurt?
Okay, you've been... You have a company, the Full House, and you've been doing that for how long? How did you get started with that?
Yeah, we started as a framing company and got into large custom homes. And while we would wait for foundations to be poured for the next one, we would try to take on a basement or a kitchen and those smaller projects, and actually found that we really were serviceable in that area, had a good knack for it, enjoyed the design portion of that. That's a little bit different than framing. It all looks the same when you frame.
Right, yeah.
So we started doing that just as a passion then instead of a need, and it really took off from that point.
And you've been doing that how long now?
About 22 years.
Wow.
You don't look old enough to be doing that 22 years.
He started when he was 12.
Yes. Well, I started construction when I was... 12, 13 years old. I worked in a cemetery with my dad. He was a foreman. Learned how to swing a hammer and carry lots of wood on my shoulder. So I got that part of it.
Yeah. That's the critical part, because without getting it there, it doesn't do a whole lot.
Yeah, if you don't have the labor to get you what you need, it doesn't work. That's right. Now, from that, like you say, you build homes from scratch.
We do some pre-solds here and there, but that's not our main focus. Our main focus continues to be remodel.
So you're going to remodel a house. Name some of the different types of remodels that you do.
We will do basements. We'll do kitchens, master bathrooms, additions, subtractions, garages, you name it. We kind of just try to fill that void for people. And this type of an environment, for sure, when house values are high, it's been great because people want to take that equity and turn that into something that they, you know, they know this house and they know what they've been looking at for the past 5, 10, 15 years that they wanted to change, and now it's a great opportunity to do that.
Hmm. Yeah, I bought the house I'm in back in 91. I didn't like the house when I bought it. I didn't like the floor plan of the house. But I needed a house, so I bought this one. And I lived in it for 20 years before I decided I needed to remodel it. Now it's home. Now it's exactly, like you say, it's exactly what I want.
That's right.
And you did mention you do garages, so we probably have to have a conversation because the two-car I have is not big enough. I'm going to need to add a little addendum to the garage so I can park another car in there. But from that part of your business, you mentioned you've started something else called Home Resolutions, basically a handyman service. Tell me how that works.
That's correct. What we found is we really do no advertising whatsoever, and we've been blessed to be in that position for several years. But the clientele that we have would call us back frequently because of the relationships that we built with them to take care of things that didn't really fall in the remodel realm. And we are a service industry first that does construction. So by following that model, we found that we are getting called frequently to come and hang a picture, meet somebody's UPS delivery. Whatever the question kind of came up was, we were running over there to do that, but it would pull us away from what our true focus was.
Sure.
And so we just said, hey, we're going to need to have somebody fill this void for us. And the more I started talking to people, just like you're experiencing, the more I was hearing, this is a huge need that people have.
I'm telling you. Huge need.
So we just wanted to you know, be able to serve, really.
Yeah. I mean, I worked for Jake Jabs for several years, running his stores and training salespeople and all. And Jake always said this. He said, find the need and fill that need, and you'll be successful. And I'm telling you, man, there is a huge hole in this. I was telling Kurt before the show here, I said, man, I'm looking so forward to meeting Don, because I said, my phone rings every week. And people have deals, I mean, from, you know, $1,000 to $25,000 or $30,000, and they cannot get a quote contractor out there for a $20,000 deal or $15,000 deal.
Correct. You know?
And sometimes those initial hang a picture, you do such a good job and people like you, turns into a deal a few months later worth $30,000.
Yeah, and that's right.
That's where, you know, so man, you are going to be doing well.
That's where, you know, if you have a toilet that's clogged, then you're not very good at that stuff. You have electrical issues, minor electrical issues. Mm-hmm. You want to hang a fan. Now, I got many neighbors don't understand that, so they'll call me. But they're always looking for handyman, and that's the kind of stuff you're talking about that you do.
Yes, that's the new portion, new division, if you will, that we've just recently picked up and are trying to focus on so that we are serving our customers in the remodel industry well by not pulling staff away from them because they're on a schedule
right.
as well.
Yeah.
And so we want to keep that going strong and then pull the handyman out of a different pool, so to speak, mm-hmm. and do that. And we didn't like the term handyman specifically. Not that there's anything derogatory about that, right. but we just felt like what we're truly doing for people is solving problems. And that's where we came up with the resolutions expert mm-hmm. idea to be a resolutions expert in the remodel industry. So it's actually one of our top remodel guys that has stepped over and stepped out that's starting to do this work for us. And so he's got a lot more experience in what you would see structurally, what your drywall might be doing, your tile, all these things, rather than just doing the work. He's also got the experience from the background of what might have gotten you to this point in the first place.
Right. Yeah, he might see something, another problem that could be developing down the line.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because you say solving problems, because here's the problem. One, I don't want to do that kind of stuff.
No.
I don't have the skills to do that kind of stuff.
It'll cost me a whole lot more
and
if I try to do
it. I don't want to fall off a ladder or something, you know? So that's what I tell Victoria. Well, I could do it, but I don't want to, you know.
We don't even let our neighbor put his Christmas lights up because every year he does, he falls off the ladder. So we told him he can't. You got to hire somebody to put up your lights now.
No doubt. Yeah. But, no, you're so smart in what you just said there because a lot of complaints that we get when people contact us to try to help them mediate something between them and a contractor is, you know, they say, oh, yeah, they were there at 8 o'clock, but they worked 3 hours and then went to another job, then another job and another job. Now, sometimes is that necessary? Yes. But it all comes down to the communication between you and the client to let them know their expectations and what you're doing, you know, because that is a big deal, man, that people just, you know, come on a few hours, go do another job.
Yeah.
And, you know, people are like, geez, can you just finish my deal?
Exactly, yeah. And there's big parts of the schedule that, you know, your kitchen goes dry. as far as progress goes, whenever you're waiting, you've templated your countertops, but they have to go get made, right?
Right.
So you're waiting during that time, and you might have a few things that you can fill, but that's going to be dead time. So we'll go off and try to do something else during that period of time. And then if you get stuck, boy, you're in trouble, because now you can't get back out
to finish the other project.
And then that doubles down on you, and you have a domino effect and so forth. So you imagine what that was doing when we were pulling a guy here or a guy there for a couple hours to just go hang a light or unplug a toilet and those types of things. And then they'd get stuck because the list became not two items, but 15 items and yeah. 2 days. And so it's exactly where we found that need.
Yeah.
Let's talk about your industry, whether it's an electrician or a plumber or i.e. a resolution man. I won't call him handyman anymore. Yeah. Doesn't always have the greatest reputation for, like, what Scott's talking about, dependability, mm-hmm. but also about just taking money and running. Tell us what makes your company a little bit different than that. Is there a place people can check you out? Do you have references? Are you insured? Things like that.
Yeah, we are licensed and insured. We have the website is www.fullhouse.biz, B-I-Z. And so you can check us out there. We are, like I said, word of mouth on the remodel side. And so we have lots of people that are willing to provide references and so forth. I've never gotten into the social media game as far as marketing, advertising, and those types of things. I think there's some good comments on Yelp, but we really don't have any presence out there in that arena.
Right.
What we have are real deal, genuine, qualified people that have experienced our relationship. So beyond just the service, like I said, we truly want to be service and relationship oriented and do good construction while we do that. So whether that's carrying in somebody's groceries when they pull up in the driveway, or, you know, my guys took off one day, it was a great story, but they took off one day in the middle of their lunch hour, had four guys running around the middle of Inglewood for about 5-block area looking for somebody's lost dog. And wow. They did that because they wanted to, because they had built a relationship with the dog, believe it or not, being there that amount of time. And they felt horrible, and they weren't sure that they had done something right or wrong. And come to find out, it was just the customer's child who actually left their gate open and the dog got out. But they were able to find him, corral him, bring him home. And, it was just a reunion, a homecoming that nobody really expected was going to happen. But it was bittersweet in the end. And so the people, just appreciated that extra touch. It didn't need to happen. It could have just been like, well, sorry, your dog's gone and we have work to do. But yeah. Those are the types of things I encourage our men to do.
Sure.
That are above and beyond that build that relationship, I think. So,
hey, let the cat out. Don't let the dog out. Right.
The song's wrong. Let the cat out. Joel, our cat doctor, wouldn't like that.
Exactly.
He was here last week.
Exactly. Don Hansen is with us. Once again, it is Full House Construction and Design. His number, 303-210-3912. 303-210-3912. We got to take a short break, and we'll be back with more right after this. What would you do if you knew how to trade with the skill and confidence of the pros? Hi, this is Scott Watley for Online Trading Academy in Denver. Now is your chance to attend a free 2-hour class to learn more about Online Trading Academy. You will learn how to buy at wholesale and sell at retail, just like the financial institutions. Learn how professional traders navigate today's increasingly volatile markets and manage risk. You'll hear some of the common mistakes of the novice investor and how to reduce them. Learn how you can time the market by waiting for opportunity to come to you. Online Trading Academy in Denver. Call now to enroll in this complimentary 2-hour class. 303-217-4511. That's 303-217-4511. Or visit them online at tradingacademy.com.
Rates are like a roller coaster lately. Are you concerned about the future and how to protect your home? Do you want to become mortgage safe? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage. With home values still at their highest level ever and rates at historic lows, now may be the best time to be prepared if the economy changes. Last time, many of our friends lost their home when it was unnecessary. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. Many of our clients have the ability to tap their equity should the economy change, all without having to borrow the money now. We can show you how to access your equity in these uncertain times to give you peace of mind and allow you to focus on what's important.
your family. Call Affordable Interest Mortgage at 720-895-0500. That's 720-895-0500. We are locally owned and operated since 2001. Our reputation of putting you first with straight answers and listening are unmatched in Colorado. Let us help you protect your home. Take aim, 720-895-0500, where it's all about you.
Got a road trip planned for getting ready for your next outdoor adventure? Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at D&D Tire Service. At D&D Tire Service in Parker and Aurora, they understand automotive issues can be a headache, and they never come at a convenient time. D&D Tire Service is family-owned and operated and is truly your one-stop shop for all of your automotive needs. All tires are reduced, and for a limited time, there are some great rebates saving you up to $200. From belts to tires, wiper blades, oil changes, D&D Tire Service has you covered. For the location nearest to you, call 303-699-7337. That's 303-699-7337. D&D Tire Service is the official auto repair shop of Sportsman of Colorado Radio. Let D&D Tire Service keep you and your family safe on the roads. DndTireservice.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush. Weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio, a special edition of Your Money Matters, brought to you by Affordable Interest Mortgage. Once again, any mortgage needs you may have, give Kurt Rogers a call, 720-895-0500. If you're just getting in a car, turning on the radio, Don Hansen is with us. He is the president of Full House Construction and Design. Once again, the number. Now, you've got all these fancy cards here. Am I giving the right number?
Yes.
210? All right. 303-210-3912. 303-210-3912. And you've been in this a while now, a number of years. What do you – we always want to help people and just give them good advice and just tell them, you know, sometimes there's red flags with contractors. What do you hear when you go back out when people have hired you to maybe fix something that somebody else messed up? I mean, first of all, we'll just tell them to call you, and then they won't have that problem.
Right.
But what are just some of the things that you've seen happen out there that you're just like, man, you know, you got to beware of some of these contractors, man. Because, hey, Kurt and I could start a remodeling company today. I can put bonded and insured on my business card, whether I am or not. I can put been in business 40 years. And you know what? No homeowner will ever question that.
Yeah, they won't check.
Yeah. No, that's true. I think the biggest thing for people is probably not to give anything in financial payment up front other than to potentially hold a schedule, or if you have some long lead material that you're ordering in order to get started that is expensive and things like that. But that should be in a customer's name along with the contractor's name if you're going to do a special order like that. That's a huge item because the contractors don't necessarily want to carry the weight of that responsibility financially while they wait 12 weeks for something to arrive, so the customer can participate in that, but you should have that very clearly laid out. Contracts should be just spelled out to the benefit of the customer. I think any good contractor should be able to open their books at any given time and show exactly what they've done and how they've done it and why they've done it, and have a good explanation for that.
Mm-hmm.
What should a homeowner ask prior to committing to having any work done from the contractor? They've got a contract, but what are some of the basic questions that maybe they should ask before they get started?
I think that the primary one is for qualifications and licensing, and you know, any negative reviews that's going to be out there. I mean, different people choose to use resources such as Better Business Bureau and things like that, but any business that is truly listed as a business is going to be on the Secretary of State website.
Right.
They can be looked up there. They should be able to provide workers' compensation, general liability certificates upon request. It's relatively easy to do in 24-hour, 48-hour period, depending on your situation. So you can get those real quickly at the front side just to verify that. Make sure that those names line up with the Secretary of State listing as well. Mm-hmm. Because if you have XYZ Contracting, but the certificate says ABC Contracting, you are not talking about the same company.
Right. And then here's what we also advise. When you look at it's just like the insurance one we carry in our cars to prove to the policeman you've got insurance when you get pulled over, Kurt. Okay.
Stop it.
Yeah.
That's why Tony Spurlock comes on the show.
Exactly. And so we tell them, call the insurance agent on the card and ask them if that policy is in force. Because here's what happens in a lot of cases, a broker told us. You know, for easy addition for me, let's just say it's $1,200 a year. They come in, they give them $100, they get a certificate that's good for a year. They don't make any of those other 11 payments at $100. So now they just walk around with a certificate. You say, are you insured?
Yeah, I'm insured.
Yeah. And they show you a certificate that has valid dates on it.
Right.
So what we're saying is call the broker that's on the insurance certificate and just ask them, is ABC Roofing, you know, is this policy invalid?
Have they had any claims?
Right. Yeah, they have. And, man, that'll just really, you know, help you too.
Yeah, the claims is kind of here nor there, I guess, but the one thing that you can also do in that to verify that would be to be requesting to be a certificate holder on that.
And that costs them nothing.
Costs nothing.
Yeah. It's just additional. It's not additional insured or anything like that. It is just, like you said, a certificate holder. And that way you're covered.
Then you have to have an agent that prints your name on that certificate, which is going to prove that it is eligible for coverage.
Yeah. You know, when you do that, it's like when I talked about we had our house remodeled. My wife be driving around the neighborhood, and she'll look through a window. She's driving by and see something she likes, so she'll walk up and knock up on the door, say, okay, can I look at your house? And that's how we ended up finding the contractor that we had, because the people were so fond of the work that he had done. And they came out. They did a wonderful job. But we did, even past that, we did other checks, because we decided if we're going to spend that kind of money, you know, $30,000, $40,000 on a remodel, we wanted to make sure it was going to be done by somebody reputable, because like you said, Scott, there's so many chances for people to get a buck quick and say they do something but don't.
Right. And I think there's, you know, also the thing to look at is the tenure that people have had in the town. That doesn't mean you're not going to have people that didn't move to Denver because of good opportunity.
Sure.
But somebody that's been here through recession and still here, that's a pretty good indication.
That's a very good indication through 08.
So if you can make it through that, you can probably make it through anything, and there's a reason why.
Sure. So let's say somebody wants you to come out. Let's say, man, their deck. They just want you to come out and kind of inspect their deck to see what's going on. They see some maybe boards pull out, whatever. Let's talk about that. I mean, they pay a fee, a service call, so to speak, for you to come out, and do you charge anything for the estimate and things like that?
Yeah, that's so on the resolution expert side, because there's really no other margins, overhead, anything like that, is a service, directly a service business. So that is going to have a service call, $60 service call, for someone to come out and take a look at that. That covers you for the first half an hour of evaluation and so forth, and getting the job mobilized and moving if you decide to move forward with that. And then every man hour after that is just billed to the quarter hour at the same $60 per hour.
Okay. That's fair.
Now, we were talking at the break. You have a different way of pricing things out. You start out with that 60, whether it's the resolution or it's the remodel. You have, if you're doing a remodel, you don't so much price by the hour. You price by different times. Explain how that system works.
Sure. On the remodel side, we do not actually charge for estimates or interviews or any of that stuff. That's all on us. And what we do in that environment, as a general contractor, we will provide you with a fixed fee agreement for the services of pulling your permit, supervising the job, and arranging all of the parts and pieces that go together to complete your job. And that is provided to you as a fixed fee up front, so you know what you're paying the general contractor for that service for the size and scope of that job. So it may not just be percentage. A lot of the contractors that I have worked with, and even part of my business model 15 years ago, was to do what's called a cost-plus style of business. So anytime, Kurt, you spend more money, I make more money. And when you start getting to a point where, especially in today's environment, where you've been in that home for 19 years and you want to make it, turn it into something that's really special for you, you may decide you want that, you know, $5,000 Whirlpool tub in the master bathroom when we originally quoted a $600 tub as a part of the estimate. So when you have that $3,400 change, the contractor profits. And that didn't seem quite right to me. I felt like the customer should pay the plumber for the additional labor they might have, and they're going to pay the electrician for the additional circuit that they need to drive that, but not necessarily pay me as the contractor.
For the part.
for the additional part. In addition to that, I decided all at the same time to just open up the books and provide all of my pricing to my customers. My fixed fee then became my fixed fee. You have my buying power. So if that was a $5,500 retail tub, but you can get it for $1,700 at my cost, I'm passing that along to you, because what does that do? It allows you to then expand your budget and do more work.
And not pay me more, just pay me for the work that I've man-houred.
That's exactly
I've already
right.
figured
That's
in.
Exactly right.
So you're treating us almost like family.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
Almost.
That is exactly the goal, if you can get your family to pay you money.
Absolutely.
That's why I said almost like family.
You know, another big area, and you're kind of talking about there, but, you know, when change orders are needed.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, you know, you bid on something, all of a sudden then you knock out a wall, and then there's all this water damage, all this stuff. And where I've seen people getting, you know, crossways a little bit is maybe the wife is there with the contract, and the contract says, okay, we're going to have to do this, this, and this, and, you know, it's going to be $800. She goes, okay. Well, then later on, when it all comes down, they're like, well, why is this other deal? And the husband didn't know or whatever. So, yeah, I'm sure you guys probably do this too. Do you kind of stop everything right then and kind of write up a change order so everybody knows what's happening? Or how do you guys handle change orders?
So in our contract, we talk about change orders specifically. But, again, because of the nature of the contract, we're being reimbursed for actual work that needs to be done in whatever situation comes up. So now we're talking about scope and out of scope. So the scope was to do a master bathroom remodel. It wasn't to do the adjacent bedroom that has mold damage because of a leak.
Sure.
So now we just, and in that contract, we've actually allowed them to sign off on the fact that they're okay with email communication so that we can all be on the same page about what's going to happen with that new scope. And that may be rebid, but it may just be tacked on to the original project at time and material cost. With no additional markup.
Right.
And I got a good feel of that. We used to live in Nevada. When we came back to this house, we had noticed a couple water spots in our garage. So right above it was a tub. So we went up there and said, okay, well, we got to replace the tub. Well, what started out as a bathroom remodel ended up as a bathroom remodel,
mm-hmm.
because it had damaged so much of the flooring underneath. We had to rerun pipes and all kinds of things. Mm-hmm. So it just went from one thing to the next.
Yeah.
And what are types of things, this may be a huge, broad question, but they require permits, because sometimes people will call us and they go, well, they told us we didn't need to pull a permit. You know, if they were fine with it, if the homeowner's fine with it, we're fine with not pulling one. But mm-hmm. you can get into problems there.
Absolutely, you can.
So what kind of designates when you should pull a permit?
Well, I would encourage everybody to just look with their local jurisdiction's website as to what is
in each county, right?
Each county, yep. Some cities within counties that have broken off to become their own jurisdictions. So, but just check that out. The county will direct you if you're part of another jurisdiction that needs to be drilled down a little bit deeper, and they'll let you know. But generally speaking, when you have alterations and modifications of any kind, mm-hmm. they're typically permittable. The term gets washed around a lot that you have cosmetic remodels and therefore there's no permit required. But if you're changing electrical, you're changing plumbing, you're changing any kind of structural or a header or a window or a door, exterior door, those types of things are all permittable. And it's easy to walk in and turn a blind eye to it. But technically speaking, for the contractor's sake and their obligation, as well as for the protection of the homeowner, you want to walk down that road with a permit.
Absolutely. Don Hansen is our guest. Once again, it is Full House Construction and Design, 303-210-3912. You can check out their website, fullhouse.biz. That's fullhouse.biz. You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. We'll be right back. Hi, this is Scott Watley from my friends at Enchanted Kitchens. At Enchanted Kitchens, it's all about the magic of design. Whether you're remodeling your kitchen or building a custom home, Enchanted Kitchens offers a full-service design center with multiple product lines to meet any budget. And right now, when you mention Haystack Help Radio, you'll receive 15% off your Europa brand cabinets. And after you visit their experience center in Englewood, you'll get a no-cost, no-obligation in-home design consultation. Hey, after all, the kitchen is the heart of every home. Call Enchanted Kitchens today, 303-376-7588. That's 303-376-7588. Enchanted Kitchens is a member of the Haystack Help Home Team.
Hi, everybody. Jack Corrigan. There's no better time than now to visit my friends at Len Lyle Chevrolet. They're open, following all proper safety precautions, and ready to offer terrific deals. Suburbans for over $10,000 less. Better than $7,000 off a brand new Equinox. And Len Lyle Chevy has 0% financing on almost every model. Plus, they need trade-ins badly, so they're willing to pay over book value. Len Lyle Chevrolet, it's time for you to go east and pay the least. And did I mention they need your trade-in?
David R. Cishon, certified estate planner and registered financial consultant, specializes in working with people who are planning for retirement and retired clients who want to preserve and grow their assets.
Education is the greatest equalizer is my theme. It's always been. More people know, the better their decisions are, the more comfortable they become. So when people come in, we take, some people say, an excessive amount of time learning about the client themselves, who they are, what are their feelings. I don't care how much assets they have. If their assets are important to them, that's critical to me.
Call now for your free consultation with David Cishon of Householder Group, 720-482-1917. That's 720-482-1917. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through Householder Group Estate and Retirement Specialist, LLC, a registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Got a question for the station? Email info@CrawfordBroadcasting.com. Now back to Haystack Help Radio.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio in a special edition, Your Money Matters. Kurt Rogers in studio with us, Affordable Interest Mortgage. Our special guest, Don Hansen, owner and president of Full House Construction and Design. Now, we talk about design. So you have designers on your team that can, some people say, hey, we want to do this, but we really don't know what, how we want to do it or what we want it to look like. So you got some designers that kind of help?
We do. We have design help from the construction build side as well as the soft finishes side.
Okay. That's great.
Let's get into this handyman resolution expert. Mm-hmm. What does someone need to know if they believe they may need a resolution expert? What are they looking for?
I would say that what they're looking for is the opportunity to have something done faster than maybe they could do it themselves, or a situation where they don't have the proper tools, not to mention the proper experience. But we talk often about, you know, you might be able to hang a picture very easily.
Right.
But if we're talking about 15 or 20 pictures in a new home and you want to be focused on doing some other things, that doesn't mean you're not capable. It just means you need some assistance. So if you bring somebody in that can hang those pictures because they understand plumb and level and square and all that stuff right off the bat, they can walk in and do that very, very quickly, very efficiently and thoroughly in a reasonable amount of time, so that you can focus on other things. So there's a lot of different ways to kind of slice this out and see if it's something that really is going to be valuable to you. But we want to provide a service that's valuable.
Or like somebody might want to put in a ceiling fan,
mm-hmm.
or change the lighting structure in there.
Correct.
If, for example, in my house, it's a three-wire system. Well, if you don't understand how that works, you could mess up the entire system
mm-hmm.
instead of a two-wire.
Yeah, exactly.
So in those kind of cases, I don't have always the best experience on it to know, or do right. plumbing work, you know, replace a sink,
mm-hmm.
those kind of things.
Exactly.
Have you ever tried to crawl underneath your sink? Dude, I don't know who designed that.
When I was much younger.
Unless you were about 12, dude, you can't even get your shoulders under there.
One of the things that I've seen that they've changed is dealing with sinks, is the plumbing underneath them was always hard. Now they got these flex pipes. Makes that job a whole lot easier.
Quick connect clips and all kinds of fun stuff.
Wonderful now. Because your hands are too big and you can't reach up there and do those things yet.
Now the biggest problem is the weight that's on the hose that keeps
Those things just happen. So in that case, what type of jobs are too small for a resolution expert?
Well, we don't really believe that there is a job that's too small for our resolution expert, because we believe that that is just an opportunity to get to know you better
mm-hmm.
and maybe fix that need right then and there, that is an introduction to future work, future opportunities to serve you. So I don't think that that's ever going to be too small. We're happy to help out in any situation. So right. A lot of times we just have resources that we don't even need to have the service call, and we can just connect you with the right person to come and resolve that problem through a phone call. So
that brings me to the next question is, if there's not too small of a job, there has to be a job that's too big for the resolution expert.
Absolutely. So,
and then what happens then? And that's kind of where this came from, why you did this.
Exactly. And I'm glad you asked that, because what that did for us was create these problems, as we mentioned. The other side of that, though, is our solution to that bigger problem. Mm-hmm. So we have heard from people, hey, can you come out and do this? I hired a handyman, but they only got this far, and then it was beyond what they could do. So we would pick that job up as a remodel job, quote unquote, and go from there. So now we actually have a full remodel company on the backside of this resolution expert that's seamless. So you don't have to make a different phone call. You don't have to have any different relationships, and they can actually solve the problem for you right then and there. So if it goes from simple electrical to more complicated electrical, you probably wouldn't even know it. Yeah. It's still just going to get done.
And you know what? I don't want to know. I mean, that's why I hired you. You know what I mean? I mean, who cares?
People don't want to know how a mortgage gets done. Yeah, they just want it done.
Exactly.
You're right. I don't want to know how you fix that leak in my bathroom.
Right.
It's done. I'm good with you.
Yeah. And our goal is to keep our resolution expert in a short-term window. So we don't want to stack them up with a job that's going to take them a week to get done or 2 weeks to get done. We want to have them, doing these in-and-out jobs that they're solving your problem quickly and efficiently. And so when we need to have the remodel guys come and back that up to push that through, so to speak, and get that done quicker, we can do that. If a couple drywall patches turns into 7, 8, 10 sheets of drywall with finishing and texturing and painting and so forth, then we have the resources to call in and still get that done quickly and efficiently, but not tie up the expert's time.
That brings up a good point. For example, somebody could all of a sudden, back into a garage door and drive it off sink, creates them a problem. They pick up the phone, call you. You have the guy come out. He spends half hour to an hour, fix, done.
Mm-hmm.
The quick... Oh, my neighbor can do this kind of thing, but it's your company does that.
Correct.
Yeah, those kind of things. Or drywall. You get a hole in the wall, you want to fix it, and you can go on DIY, which I'll get into in a minute. You go on, and they can show you real quick how to do it, but even following that doesn't always work.
Doesn't always work.
It costs so much, and,
Well, you don't always have the right tools.
No, that's what I mean, Tom. You go buy everything.
I do. I'm 66 years old. I've bought them over my lifetime, but many people don't have them.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, for sure. And you know what? I always tell people, too, they're thinking about doing two or three things. They go, I only want to do this right now. I tell them it will never be less expensive than it is when you're already out there.
Correct.
And that's something I always tell people. Hey, at least let them bid it out so you can see, even though you may plan on doing that later, at least let them check it out.
Yeah, that's right.
You're already there.
That's right. And with the remodel experience that our experts have, then they are able to actually dovetail that into larger future projects pretty easily. They have resources available to them, at their fingertips as well to just keep this communication flowing really simply for the customer.
Gotcha. Once again, it is Don Hansen, Full House Construction and Design. Their number, 303-210-3912. Let them know you heard about them here on Haystack Help Radio. You can check out their website at fullhouse.biz.
One of the questions I have as you're doing remodels, and we'll stay there for a second, what's the biggest surprise you've had when you've started to do something that you weren't expecting, like a kitchen or a bathroom or an addition? Have you run across a surprise who's like, okay, we got an issue here. We got to fix this first.
Yeah, we've had all kinds of those. That's a different radio show.
Yeah, really. Yeah.
One of the simple ones, especially for Colorado, is vermin damage, where we'll have squirrels that'll intrude your attic and live up there, and then for whatever reason they get real cozy with electrical wiring.
Yeah, they like to chew on it.
And they like to chew on it. And we've had some that has been stripped 24 inches clean, bare wire, and still running full circuitry.
And we don't know as the homeowner.
No idea that it's there. Wow. Buried in insulation.
That's scary.
It's really scary.
Mm-hmm.
So then trying to find the way they get in and all those types of things is the next problem. But you can start chasing that. But I think water is probably the scariest intrusion that you'll ever come across. So
sure.
I just want to take care of that.
Now, do you guys handle roofing as well?
We do. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Not internally. We have qualified subcontractors that we use for roofing so that they can do what they do. And we try to keep the experts the experts. So, yep. You know, we are a general contractor and a lot of things fall within our company. But again, we just want the right people for the right job at the right time.
Sure. And you know what? I mean, this is what we were kind of talking about before. You're not just going to send somebody out there that is just free that week because, I mean, your name is going to be on everything they do as well.
That's right.
Yeah.
Right now, for your resolution expert, if somebody wanted to use them, they just pick up the phone and call, set an appointment. What's his turn time?
It depends on what they're looking for and how long their particular project is, but it could be things that are available, you know, tomorrow afternoon or 2 weeks from now. But we try to keep them available within 2 weeks or less.
Okay. Once again, the number is 303-210-3912. It is Full House Construction and Design. And listen, I know many of you, boy, you've spent more time in your home the last 6 or 7 months than you have in your life. You've been thinking about some projects, and maybe you already know, like me, you're not qualified to do those. It is great to have somebody you can trust, and Kurt knows this gentleman real well, and that is why he is on the show. So we will just say right now, we stand behind his work and hope that you will give them a chance to earn your trust and your business. And once again, that number is 303-210-3912. Now, when other people come out as far as getting on the insurance thing real quick, because this question comes up sometimes, you know, you're the general contractor, you have insurance. You have another roofing company come out there or something. And so you make sure, I'm sure with those guys too, that they have the necessary insurance as well.
That's correct.
Okay.
Yes.
So you're going to check all that out.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And you have liability insurance as well as workers' compensation. So.
Sure.
Okay. What are some of the things that people should kind of pay attention to around their house? For example, and I'll be over my neighbors and one of their lights will all of a sudden just go off. The switch is on. Light just goes off. About 5 seconds later, it comes back on.
Mm-hmm.
So you're like, well, it's not causing any problem. Is that a problem? Is something like that could be that develop into a problem? What could that be?
That could be something as simple as a loose screw inside the switch box. Or if it's one light out of a string of lights, it could just be your light bulb. Or it could
I'm thinking I got 24 foot upstairs of bare wire.
Yeah, well, it could be that too. And so that you know, that's the problem with those types of things is you have to start at the easiest solution and kind of work backwards and hope you get it fixed before you get into 24, you know,
24 inches of bare wire. Up in the attic yeah. with the insulation.
I mentioned decks a while ago. Decks are yeah. huge here in Colorado.
Absolutely.
I mean, is that something
yes.
you guys mm-hmm. handle too?
Okay. We sure do.
Do you like the Trex? Is that what you're seeing most people go to or what's out there now that you recommend?
Yeah, Trex is a great product. They've been in that composite industry for, you know, as long as anybody, and they're also in the PVC wrapped area as well. So there's a lot of different products, though, a lot of different looks and things like that. So you have to look at it from a cost as well as a cosmetic standpoint anymore.
Sure.
Different ways of building the structure underneath as well for different types of products. So there's no longer a one-size-fits-all redwood deck.
Right. Basement remodels, I mean, those are always great, too.
Yes. Yep, that's a great way to change the overall space of your home in a, mm-hmm. in a short
and,
amount of time.
And these kind of things, the remodel portion that you do, they will add value to it. And then through that process, you know the difference between maybe using this product versus that one to get a higher value.
That's correct, yes.
Because whatever you're going to spend, it's going to improve your home. For example, a bathroom gives you 98 cents on the dollar.
Mm-hmm.
Nice bathrooms. Kitchens are another one. They're about 95 cents on the dollar. So it's not like you're wasting the money.
That's
or
right.
sucking up the equity that you think you are. You're technically not doing that right now.
Yeah, see, you're in the mortgage business, so you're willing to give those numbers a little bit higher than me. I usually
well,
just stick
yeah,
with the 90% number. But 90 and above is a good number.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
yes, you will have a return on your investment there. And the big thing right now is you should be living in that space and enjoying that, not creating it for somebody else when the market changes, because your mm-hmm. cash position is going to be different and the price of your house is going to be different
yep.
when the market flips. So now you're being forced to do it at that time versus being able to live with it and do it now while you have this resource.
I've had customers come to me and say, well, we're going to do a 30,000 remodel on our kitchen and sell the house. Well, like, why? You're making it really nice the way you want it, but then you're moving.
Right. Doing it for somebody else.
Yeah, for sure.
They appreciate it.
Full House Construction and Design, 303-210-3912. When you call, mention you heard Don here on Haystack Help Radio, and they will get you taken care of. We'll be right back. Is your vision stopping you from enjoying your outdoor activities? Hi, this is Scott Watley for Stack Optical. Get by Stack Optical today and check out the Stack Sports Pack. One great frame where you can easily interchange the lenses to the tint you need for golf, bike riding, shooting, fishing, and yes, even driving. Stack Optical, family owned and operated. They're fully staffed and ready to help you with all of your optical needs, from eye exams, glasses, contacts, and yes, even repairs. And rest assured, Stack Optical has taken every precaution to ensure your safety and that you have a clean environment. 2233 South Monaco Parkway. 303-321-1578. Call them now. 303-321-1578. StackOptical.com. And remember, at Stack Optical, you'll see the difference.
Take AIM. Affordable Interest Mortgage has been offering the Asset Manager all-in-one loan for over 11 years. We are experienced in helping homeowners pay thousands less in interest on their mortgage, own their home faster, all without spending one dime more. 720-895-0500. Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we have hundreds of clients that have been using this loans to build their equity faster, access emergency funds when necessary, and pay off their home in 8 to 13 years versus 25 to 30. People initially believe this loan is too good to be true, but it is true. Call 720-895-0500 now to see if you qualify. Loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million, same rate. Ask our previous clients. They will tell you it works. Call 720-895-0500 and work with the experts. This loan has been around since 1965. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where it's all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
You're stuck in a difficult situation. You don't know whether or not you even need an attorney. Have a conversation with Kevin Flesh.
You know, I have some really hard conversations and conversations that I don't expect some days relating to factually what happened in a case or what's going on in the person's life. And I've been doing this long enough. I've been doing it, you know, since 1996, so almost 25 years. And the faces change, but a lot of times the fact patterns don't. And when you get into these situations where you know where this fact pattern is going to be going, but you don't know necessarily if you're going to really add a whole lot of value, that's sometimes why we have these free consultations, so I can give some advice. I can suggest what they need to do to help themselves, but at the end of the day, it may be me stepping out and saying, I'm not comfortable traipsing you through court appearances, and it's one of those things where they're going to be able to get through it on their own and figure it out and not be lighter in the wallet.
Call now for a free consultation with personal injury attorney Kevin Flesh, 303-806-8886. Flesh and Beck Law, they get results.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio, a special edition. We call it Your Money Matters. If you're just joining us, Kurt Rogers with us from Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500 is Kurt's number. Any mortgage needs you may have, and if you're just joining us, Don Hansen, we've got a few more minutes with him. He is the president of Full House Construction and Design. Many, many people are looking for someone qualified that you can trust to have in your home and do your work. Folks, this is it, 303-210-3912, and I hope you'll give Don and his team a call, as I mentioned earlier, to earn your trust in your business, and they will be glad to help you out. What a smart thing to do, Kurt, is kind of cover everything, okay? You got the small end to get you in the – I mean, I'm just going to break it down. To get you in the house, meet the people, establish a relationship. Because you know what? At some point, eventually, we're all going to do something bigger.
Everybody will take that house and add something to it. They'll do – the longer they're in it, the more work they're going to do to it.
Sure.
They're going to change things. Took me 20 years to do it. But and the funny part about that, when my wife and I decided to start to do the remodel, it took us 5 years. We knew what we wanted to do, but before we could get there and figure out what how we wanted to do it. It took us 5 years. It was a fun 5 years. One of the questions I wanted to ask you is, you've been in business 20 years. What part of Colorado do you work in?
We're predominantly South Denver, Castle Rock area right now. Yeah, we've been all over, but we're blessed to be able to be pretty focused on that southern market right now.
Yeah.
And we were talking during the break, and there's something that makes your company a little different, and you call it SHAPE.
That's correct.
Do me a favor and explain that to our listeners, what that means, SHAPE.
Yeah, SHAPE is just an acronym for the desire that we have to share, to help, to apply our knowledge and our expertise, to provide them with what they are looking for in a remodel product, and engage with them on an emotional level so that we are impacting them for generations to come.
That's unique.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I mean, this isn't a hard deal to figure out, but so many businesses make it hard. You know what? If you just, you have a good team, you just communicate well with customers. Hey, if something's going wrong, just tell, you know, hey, we're running late. Just tell them, you know. I had somebody recently, I forgot what I was doing, but the guy was supposed to be here at 10 o'clock, and at noon he calls me and tells me he's running late. Well, I know that now, you know. And so, I mean, no, and nobody's perfect, and things happen, but you know what? Just good communication with customers, setting expectations right, and, man, everything goes pretty smooth if you just do things in an honest fashion. And like I say, hey, I mean, Kurt, we've been doing this a long time. I've had to come to you a couple of times and say, man, I messed that up. But I came here and looked you in the eye and just told you that, you know? And I mean, things happen. And if you'll just do that and then do your best not to let it happen again, it works.
And most people, if you're just honest with them, they know that you're human, you're going to make mistakes, and they appreciate that. You know, when you talk to people, if they tell you their troubles or their problems that they've had, how they've gone through them, you have more respect for them than if they tell you how successful they are and they try to cover things up.
That's right.
Just look them square in the eye and say, this is the way we do business, which I already know that about you.
Yeah.
If there's an issue, okay, here's what I got. We misjudged this. Our fault. We'll bite it. It's going to take us another week. Those are the kind of things that you would do.
That's right. Yeah, and I'm glad that you guys brought this up because this is a human element business. I mean, we are literally using hands, sometimes feet, teeth, and whatnot to get the job done, right?
Sure.
But anytime you have that human element, you have an opportunity to make a mistake, whether it be a miscut or something drops or, you know, anything can happen. And we're not perfect by any stretch, and we don't claim to be, but what we do claim to be is honest and have a high level of integrity to work through those issues with people so that we can be accountable for them and do the right thing when it's time.
I'll bring up Jake Jasby, and Jake, like I say, he always said, find the need, fill that need, you'll be successful. But then he also said this. He says, everybody deserves a chance to make something right. So you know what? Don't go on Yelp and start blasting somebody if you haven't even called the owner of the company to try to get it worked out.
Yeah.
You know?
Try to see if there's another reason that happened.
Sure.
I mean, you're driving down the road and somebody cuts you off and getting into an argument with him. Maybe you don't understand his wife's pregnant. She's about ready to have a baby. He's trying to get home.
Mm-hmm.
You try to have a little more patience with people.
That might be one of those areas where the handyman cannot help.
Just
so you know.
It just comes with character.
Yes.
One of the questions I wanted to ask, and I don't know if it has COVID affected your business any?
Absolutely it has.
In what ways?
The largest way is that we're busier than we've ever been. Mm-hmm. Because people have been at home sitting around looking at their ceilings that, you know, need this or that or the other.
Well, there's a lot of home office people. They're working from home. They're reevaluating that.
That's right. We're getting ready next week to convert a front living room, sitting room space into an office because there will now be work from home and school from home side by side in what used to be only the study and sitting room. So, yeah, perfect opportunity to do something like that. The other side of that is the supply and demand side, where we're seeing slowdowns on product and things that aren't necessarily United States slowdowns,
right?
But just the import items.
Man, so many. I mean, all over the world, things were shut down. Right. So, you know, I mean, we're waiting on some garage doors right now. You know, and I mean, it's been a couple of months. So, I mean, you know, again, you have to be understanding. You can full well say, hey, they should be here in 4 to 6 weeks, and now it's been 8 weeks. You're not in control of that.
We are not in control of that. Factories that are running at 30%, just trying to be open still. You know, we're trying to support that, but also understanding that they're running at 30% capacity. So what they can turn out and how quickly they can turn that out. Shipping lanes are clogged up now because everybody's trying to get that done. So it's a challenge, but it's not one that we can't overcome with communication.
Well, with the demand, you probably could always be looking for people, correct?
So we are always looking for great people.
Take this chance now so you could advertise if somebody's looking for a job.
Absolutely. We're looking for the skilled carpenters. Would love to have a great front-end guy that loves just demolition and setting jobs up and getting that
part. Now I can tear stuff up.
Oh, yeah, son. I love that.
Hey,
give me a hammer.
I get off there at 1, from 1 to about 6. Hey, I can tear anything down.
We love that. Hey, yeah, we love that. But we kind of like to do that that demolition in a surgical manner because we are in people's homes. So.
Sure. Okay, I guess I'm just qualified.
We can't have the job.
Yeah, but, yeah, please do give
electricians,
us a call.
Plumbers?
Electricians, plumbers, all of that. We're always looking for people that are willing to serve. I think that's the number one criteria that we have is honesty, integrity, and the willingness to serve. Because it's not about how much you know or what you can do. If you can't serve people well and put them first, then we're just not going to make it.
Sure. Well, Don, it's been a pleasure, man. We'll do this
again. Thank you very much.
Kurt, thanks for setting this up, sir.
My pleasure.
Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500, your one-stop shop for all your mortgage needs. And folks, hey, get these house things done now. Call them. Get on their calendar. It is Full House Construction and Design, 303-210-3912, 303-210-3912, fullhouse.biz. Don, thanks so much, sir. All right. Thanks for being with us today on Haystack Help Radio. Hope you have a great rest of your day and leave it right here on KLZ 560.
Views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.